This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday the chances of Britain securing a Brexit trade deal with the European Union looked to be fading as a deadline approached on whether to keep talking. Johnson said he had not seen a big offer, a big change in the EU offers on fishing and fair competition rules, making a no-deal outcome, quote, very, very likely, end quote, on which Britain would trade on World Trade Organization terms. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says while negotiations go on for two more days, contingency measures will need to be put in place.
We will decide on Sunday whether we have the conditions for an agreement or not. In the meantime, the Commission has proposed four targeted contingency measures today. They provide a short-term fix to ensure basic connectivity in air and road transport for 6 months.
Turkey dismissed Friday as biased and unlawful an EU move to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions in response to Ankara's drilling activities in the Mediterranean. Turkey is at loggerheads with EU members Greece and Cyprus over energy resources in the Eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has been challenging Athens over maritime territory in the region by repeatedly sending a gas exploration vessel into disputed waters. After the Marathon summit Thursday, the bloc decided to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions. The United States said Friday it believed Eritrean forces had entered Ethiopia's Tigray region amid a major offensive by Addis Ababa and urged their withdrawal. A State Department spokesperson said, quote, we are aware of credible reports of Eritrean military involvement in Tigray and view this as a grave development. This is VOA News. As the world nears 70 million total coronavirus infections, the United States could be hours away from starting its COVID-19 vaccination program. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration reportedly could authorize Friday or Saturday the emergency use of COVID-19 vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. An FDA advisory panel voted late Thursday to recommend approval of the vaccine. Once approved, the U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. Australian researchers say they've abandoned development of a potential vaccine because of the false positive results. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Researchers say the University of Queensland vaccine that was to be manufactured at Australian biopharmaceutical company CSL's Melbourne headquarters had proven safe and produced a robust response during phase one trials. But the teams have agreed not to proceed further because of a false positive HIV result due to a protein contained in the potential vaccine. It was one of five on which the Australian government had signed contracts with developers. Its failure is a major blow to Australian vaccination plans to become self-sufficient. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In other COVID vaccine news from around the world, pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca's Russian branch said Friday it would use part of Russia's homemade Sputnik V vaccine with its own in further clinical trials. Francis Sanofi and Britain's GSK say their protein-based vaccines will not be ready until the end of 2021 after interim results showed a low immune response in older adults. And development of a promising Australian shot in phase one trials is abandoned after we just heard of a false positive HIV test. The effort to pass another virus relief bill to help the United States' struggling businesses and unemployed workers has hit a new roadblock in Congress. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There were hopes for a compromise measure being crafted by a bipartisan group of senators. They looked at giving Democrats some of what they wanted to help states and cities deal with the pandemic, while shortening the GOP demand for a liability shield. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has shot that compromise down.
While Democrats hold the Paycheck Protection Program hostage over controversial state government bailouts, family businesses are closing.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer.
There is strong bipartisan support for state and local aid. There is not the same broad bipartisan support for sweeping corporate immunity.
Both the Senate and House leadership say they won't adjourn Congress without passing a virus relief measure. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.